Good morning. Today's daf and beis is Lamed Hey. We're on Lamed Dalam and beis. We are about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amar Mar Zutra Berei de Rav Nachman. The discussion that is going to be taking center stage today is going to be a question regarding Trumas HaMaisos. And so we are going to be leaving the world of Yanta for today. And tomorrow we're going to resume with the fifth parak of the Masechta, the fifth and final parak, and we'll come back to discussing Hilchas Yontif. But in the meantime, today we are going to be taking a wonderful break from Yontif, not a break from Yontif, but a wonderful turn to discuss Trumas HaMaisos. It's a topic which obviously does not get much attention here in as we go through the Daf Yomi, because there are no Gemaras that are discussing Trumas HaMaisos. They're only Mishnayos. So this is something which is going to be a little bit strange to us, even for those of us who have been through the Daf. But this is still a territory that's not chartered. Anyway, so let's go over some of the basic halachas that we went over yesterday. But just to set ourselves up for today, so let's review some of the basics. When you harvest produce in Eretz Yisrael, so those produce that you harvest are going to have kedusha. Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, and they're subject to tithing, to afreshes trumas HaMaisos, which means to say that they're going to go through a whole section of afreshes of separations are going to be taken off and given to the respective parties, Kohanim, Levim, Aniim. Okay, good. I'm not going to go through the whole seder afreshes right now, but in other words, it's chayv and trumas HaMaisos. But when is the chayv and trumas HaMaisos? So as we discussed yesterday, min haTorah. So you need two processes to be done to produce in order for it to be chayv trumas HaMaisos. Number one, you need what's called gemar malacha. Okay, the produce has to go through its finished production. Okay, now it depends what it is. In other words, by grapes, as we're going to be talking about today. So grapes, when you pluck the grapes, even if you pluck clusters of grapes, so the chances are is that right now this is not finished production, because what are you going to do? You're going to eat grapes? Like, what person in their right mind is going to eat grapes? The answer is me. But back to Bismana Gemara, so who is eating grapes? You don't eat grapes. You take grapes and you turn them into wine, right? Like a civilized individual. So good. So the grapes themselves are not considered the Gemar Malacha. The Gemar Malacha is when you take it and convert it to wine. Same thing is true regarding figs, right? What are you going to do? You're going to eat a fresh fig? Are you crazy? So no, you're going to dry out the fig and you're going to eat the dried fig. Number one, you need what's called gemar malacha. Number two, re'iyas penei habayis. And then the produce has to be taken into your house, meaning after the point of the gemar, then it's brought into your house. So it's at that point in time now, min ha'torah chayv and trumas HaMaisos, which means prior to that point in time, it's not yet chayv and trumas HaMaisos. And what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to eat them without having separated them in trumas HaMaisos, because right now they are, there's no chiyuv hafrasha as of yet. However, the Chachamim came along, and the Chachamim said that's true, but to eat a b'derech keva, to eat it in an established manner, in other words, that you're going to have a serious meal and a significant meal that you're not allowed to do. You cannot eat achilas keva prior to the hafrashas trumas, even prior to the gemar, even prior to the rias penei abayis. But if achilas abayis is fine, if you can just simply snack on it, that's going to be fine. And yes, there are mishnayos in Maestros that talk about what's snacking, what's keva. But anyway, but the basic halacha is that prior to the chiyuv of hafrashas trumas HaMaisos, so you can have achilas arai, but you can't eat achilas keva. However, there is something what's called a koveya. A koveya means is that if I do something that really fixes, establishes this achila that I'm about to do, so then you can't even eat achilas arai. The question becomes the following. So we know that there's something called a koveya. There are a total of six different types of kvias. In the course of today's daf, we're going to go through four of the six different types of kvias. And now when you're a koveya, so let's just take a simple example, which is going to be most of our discussion today. Shabbos is a koveya, right? Shabbos, you sit down, you eat. Everything you eat on Shabbos is significant. V'karas l'Shabbos oneg. We quoted the pasuk in Yeshayahu yesterday. So being that everything on Shabbos is going to be significant, so therefore, any eating that you do on Shabbos is going to be a koveya. Now, as such, so we know that Shabbos is being a koveya. So once you're eating on Shabbos, so now you can't eat achilas arai. Okay, now, here's the question on the table. It's a really nuanced question. It's such a detailed question. But the Gemara spends most of today discussing this question. And that is that we know Shabbos is a koveya, and we know there are other things which are a koveya as well. We're going to talk today about being mafresh truma, being a koveya, and the chatzar being a koveya. Many things are a koveya. There are six in total. Four we're discussing today. So the so Shabbos is for sure going to be a koveya. Now that's after the Gemar Malacha. That's a no brainer. Everyone agrees. Meaning, so once you finish the processing of the produce, even though it wasn't roa pene abayis, and the produce is still out there in the field or whatever, wherever you're holding it. But along comes Shabbos, and now Shabbos being Koveya, so now that means to say that you can't eat even Achilas Arai. You had to have been Mafrit Shumas Amaisos. So that's after the Gemara. The question the Gemara posed yesterday is, I know Shabbos is such a Koveya, maybe Shabbos is going to be Koveya even before Gemar Malacha. So in other words, at the point where the grapes are still not yet turned into wine, so we're even now pre-Gemar. So how far away are we now from the Chiyuv Shumas Amaisos? We're pre-Re'ias Pnei Abayis, and we're pre-Gemar Malacha. And now the question on the table is, well, maybe Shabbos will still be a Koveya. Shabbos is so significant, like the Karasal of Shabbos Oneg, that Shabbos would, that one Shabbos comes along, I can't even eat Achilas Arai, even at the point of pre-Gemar. It hasn't even reached the point of production yet, the finished production. So that was a question that we had yesterday. Now we know yesterday, the Gemara said, we know that, let's say, for example, Chatzer. You bring your produce into the chatzar. Is chatzar going to be a koveya? Yes. But only after the Gemar Malacha. Only after the Gemar Malacha. So the question on the table yesterday is that we know that's true regarding chatzar, so maybe the same thing could be said regarding Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos is only going to be koveya, only after the Gemar Malacha. Just like chatzar is only going to be a koveya after the Gemar Malacha. Or maybe not, the Gemara says, maybe Shabbos is different. Maybe Shabbos is more significant as a koveya than, let's say, even chatzar. That's the Gemara's question yesterday. And it's funny because at the end of yesterday's daf, the last words we finished was, in fact, I'll just reread it. So Amar Lei, now Amar Lei, who's talking to? So Rav Nachman speaking to Rava, right? If you look at the beginning of the conversation yesterday, so Bai Mine Rava Mirav Nachman, right? On Lamed Alamed Beis, right? Like that's about like 7-8 lines from the top of the Amud. So the question was posed from Rava to Rav Nachman. So the answer, Amar Lei, Limud Aruchu Biyadenu. So he says, look, we have this as a Mesorah. Shabbos kovas bein bedavish enigmar malachta bein bedavish enigmar malachta. Shabbos is a koveya, and it doesn't matter whether it's after the gemara or even before the gemara. Shabbos is a koveya. Okay, good. So what comes out now is that the gemara at this point in time is convinced with a mesorah that Shabbos is going to be koveya even pre gemara. Okay, now with that stated, so this is where we pick up where we left off yesterday. Amar marzutra berei derav nachman afa nami tanina. So now what the gemara wants to do is bring a raya. And you have to wonder, why are we having any of this discussion right now when meanwhile we're learning Beitza, we're learning a Hilchas Yontif. So how is this all this coming up? So it comes up because of our Mishnah that we did yesterday. The Gemara now goes back to our Mishnah. So a person standing over there over his Muksa. Now Muksa means that there were figs and grapes that he put up to his roof in order to dry them out. So he was Mekatsa Midas. At that point in time, he said, I do not want them until they're dry. And then, going right before Shabbos, before Bein Hashmashos, so now he's going up to his rooftop and he's what's going to do Hazmana. Right? Remember Hazmana? Where you're being Mazmin, where you're just basically saying that, look, I know I was Mikatsa, but now the opposite, I'm going to be Mazmin. And if you remember the Mishnah yesterday, Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, and what exactly you have to do. Rabbi Eliezer says you go up to your rooftop and say, you know what, I'm going to eat some of these tomorrow. And based on the principle of Breira, whatever you decide tomorrow, Hover Hadavar LeMafreya, that's the one that you chose. And according to the Chachamim, that's not nearly enough. According to the Chachamim, you have to be Roshem, Asher, Yerushom, V'yomer Mikan V'adkan. Okay, good. But meanwhile, if you remember the Mishnah yesterday, which the Gemara just cited, so it says that when are you doing this? On Erev Shabbos, obviously. In other words, you don't want them to become Muksa on Shabbos, and it's also during the Shemitah year. Ah, why did the Mishnah say it's during the Shemitah year? So the answer is really simple. Because the Mishnah wanted to sidestep Trumas Amaisos. We know that during the Shemitah year, right, we are just began. We are now 1 month into the Shemitah year of an unusual, by the way, 13-month Shemitah. Okay, good. So so we are 1 month into the Shemitah year, and so we know that during Shemitah, there's no Chiva Farfrashas Trumas Amaisos. Rashi quotes a Michilta. Rashi right here on this daf quotes a Michilta. I'm not going to show it to you inside. But anyway, during Shemitah, so there's a Petur of Trumas Amaisos. So now, the Diyuk in the Mishnah is really simple, and the Gemara makes a Diyuk. So, Taima Dishvi is La Bar Yisuri, Hu Abishar Shnei Shavu, Achinami Dasar. So that means to say that the reason why the Mishnah elected to use Shemitah as its example is because it wants to sidestep Trumas and Maisros. Now, let's say we're any other year of the Shemitah years 1 through 6. Now, what does that mean? That means that you're not allowed to eat that produce. Now, why are you not allowed to eat the produce? So the Gemara says the answer seems to be really simple. My time, Allah Vishum to Shabbos Kava. It's because Shabbos is a Kaveah. Okay. Now, let's think about this. What did you do? You took the fruit and you put them on the rooftop in order to dry. So clearly over here we're talking about where it's pre-Gemar. It have not yet reached the point of the Gemar. Gemar Malachtam would be when they dry. So now we're pre-Gemar. And the deek in the Mishnah is that had it not been Shemitah and had there been a chiyuv of Trumas and Maisros, so that means to say that you would not be allowed to eat it. Why? Because Shabbos is a Koveah. And what we're now saying pretty clearly is that Shabbos is a Koveah even before the Gemar Malacha, which is a proof to Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hasim Kevin to Amr Mikana Ni Ocha Lamachar Kavale Ilave. So the Gemara says, I'm not sure you're right. In fact, I would argue the following, that you know what's a Koveah? Your Dibur. Because remember what happened? You went up to the rooftop and you said, I'm going to eat this. So what is going on right now is that the Gemara is trying to just deflect. Maybe Shabbos is not the Koveah. Maybe your Dibur is being a Koveah. Now, yes, there's obviously a Chiddush over here. Number one, that your Dibur is going to be Koveah. Number two, your Dibur is going to be Koveah even before the Gemara Malacha. So So the Gemara says, really? So then, what does this have anything to do with Shabbos? Meaning, this now has to do with the fact that your Dibur is a Koveah. Your Dibur is Koveah any day of the week. Be it Erev Shabbos, be it on a Tuesday. Your Dibur is a Koveah. So then why would the Mishnah illustrate the example through Shabbos when meanwhile, if what's being a Koveah is your Dibur, so this has nothing to do with Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, HaKamash Malan Tevel Muchan Hu Eitzel Shabbos Shim Avar V'tikno Mitzukan. No, there still is a Chiddush built into Shabbos, and that is the following. That on Shabbos, so Tevel is not considered Moksa. Meaning, we know that if produce has not been Mufrash, if you haven't taken off Chumas and Maisos off the produce, so that the produce is in a state of Tevel. What you could have argued is now that Tevel is Muksa over the course of Shabbos. And it's a really simple argument that one can make, meaning if I'm not allowed to eat Tevel and I'm not allowed to be Marfish, Shumas, and Maisos on Shabbos, so Tevel remains Muksa over the duration of Shabbos. You could make that argument. And what we're learning now is that the Mishnah is coming to be Mechadish, is that no, Tevel is not considered Muksa. Why? Because Im Avar, if you violate Shabbos in order to be Marfish, Shumas, and Maisos, Im Avar Vitikno, Misukan. So it's the status of the produce does in fact change on Shabbos, even though I violated. Now that sounds strange, right? In other words, you're not allowed to violate Shabbos. So why should it take effect? So effectively, the answer is because being mafrid shumas samaisa on Shabbos is an issa derabanan, not an issa deraisa. And even though obviously the Gemara is not condoning, the Gemara is not promoting the violation of an issa derabanan Shabbos, but b'di'evit post facto, if you do so. So then it does, in fact, it is, in fact, registered as a hafrasha, and therefore the produce is considered misukan. It's corrected. It's fixed. You're allowed to eat it now. And therefore the tevel is not going to be muksa on Shabbos. That's a chiddush. And that's what the Mishnah wants to teach us. Okay. So now what we're saying is the following, that right now we try to bring our Mishnah as a raya that Shabbos is a koveah, even before the Gemara Malacha. The Gemara says, no, that's not correct. Shabbos is not necessarily the Koveah. So then what is the Koveah? Your Dibur. Your Dibur is a Koveah. So the Gemara now is going to take a deeper dive into this idea that your Dibur is a Koveah. So now, as I said, we're going into the halachas of Trumas and Maisros. Now we're going deep into the halachas of Trumas and Maisros because now we're talking about Dibur being a Koveah. And according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, because remember, the whole Diuk in the Mishnah right now is working within the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So as now we turn to the top of Lamed Hey, Vehalo, Mosro Choser. So the Gemara says, now really, Dibur is a Koveah? Well, you know, here's what's going to happen. You're going to take a little bit of it, and then whatever you don't eat, you're going to put back. This is what's called Mosro Choser. And it happens to be that if you know your Mishnayos and Maisros, and, right, I'll speak for myself. I don't know the Mishnayos and Maisros well. So, but if you know your Mishnayos and Maisros, so you'll know that if the leftovers are going to go back, in other words, you took a whole bunch, but you plan on returning whatever you don't eat back to the pile. So that's what's called Moshe's Chozer, and that's not going to be a Koveah, even Al Yidei Dibur. By the way, we're going even past Dibur, meaning it's more than Dibur right now. You actually took it in order to eat it. But if you plan not on eating the whole thing and you plan on returning whatever you don't eat back to the pile, so that's what's called Moshe's Chozer, and that's not going to be a Koveya. And that is according to the Shita Rabbi Eliezer. How do I know that? It's a Mishnah. And yes, the Mishnah is a Maestros. The Mishnah says, I know Tozesim in Amaatan. So Tovel Achas Achas Bemelech Ve'Ochel. So if you're taking Zesim from the Ma'atan, so what we're talking about olives right now that I put in this large vat. And Rashi describes over here how what we're looking to heat up the olives. The olives are pressed together in a tight, in a humid area. And the olives are going to get heated up. And I'm imagining that they're getting ready to be pressed in order to turn to oil. The point, of course, over here is that we're at the point of the pre-Gemar Malachtan. And meanwhile, so what you're allowed to do is Tovel Achas Achas B'Melach V'Ochel. So right now you want to run to the vat and snack a little bit and take an olive and dip it in salt. You're fine to do so. That's Achilas Arai. And this is before the point of the Gemar. V'im Tovel V'Nasal Lefan of Asara Chayiv. But once you're taking 10 olives, so at that point in time, you can't call 10 olives a snack. At that point in time, that's Achilas Keva. And Rabbi Lazar Omer, Minamatam Tar Chayiv, Minamatam Tamei Potter, Mimneshu Machzir Esamosar. Well, it depends. Are you taking from a vat that's Tameh or are you taking a vat that's Tahor? And if you're taking from a vat that's Tameh, so you're going to be exempt. Why? Bimneshu Machzir Samosa. Because whatever you're not going to eat, you're going to put back over there. Now, what difference does it make? A vat that's Tameh, a vat that's Tahor? The Gemara's next question. Vavinamba, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa, Vamer Rabbi Yabo, Resha Bematan Tahor, Vigavra Tameh. So the Gemara explains the Ukimta over here, in which if you're a person where the vat that you took from is Tahor and you yourself are Tameh, that means that the olive that you took now becomes Tameh and you took 10 of them, so then you can't put them back because then you're going to be Metameh, the vat, and you don't want to do that. So that means that all 10 that you took, you're going to have to necessarily keep. And therefore, that's Achilas Keva. On the other hand, if let's say you're Tameh and the vat's also Tameh, so whatever you don't eat, you're going to just simply return, and that's fine. Rashi over here is bothered by the question, how did you take it to begin with? Meaning if you're Tameh and the vat's Tahor, how did you take it to begin with? Okay, Rashi asked that question. See Rashi over there for a suggested answer. Anyway, the point is as follows. Right? Let's just focus on the one point that the Gemara is trying to make, and that is Mosra Chozer, that if you plan on returning whatever you don't eat, so that qualifies as achilas arai, and that's not going to be a koveya. So masnisa nami b'muksatar v'gavri tamid olamatz mahadolei. So the Gemara says, well, maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's not going to be mosran chozer, because maybe what's happening over here is that the fruit is in a state of tahara. You, the consumer, are in a state of tama, and whatever you ended up taking, so you can't return because then you're going to be metame the pile of the fruit. So the Gemara says, "V'alom muchzarim ve'omdin hein." Really, that's the ukimta of our Mishnah. It can't be the ukimta of the Mishnah. Remember, let's go back to our Mishnah. Let's remind ourselves what's being described in the Mishnah. You went to the rooftop before Shabbos, even though they were all muksa, and you said, "Ze v'ze ani ocha." I'm going to eat some of them tomorrow. You didn't even take them. So the only thing that you did was dibur, and we're not talking about a case of Moshe's Chozer, because you never even took them to begin with. The Gemara says, v'alo muchzarim v'omdim hein. They're basically already returned. The only ones you're going to eat are the ones that you're actually going to take. So over here, so the Gemara says, as far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned, so basically, here's where the Gemara is at. We now know that according to Rabbi Eliezer, dibur is in fact going to be a koveya. However, if I'm only snacking and I'm returning whatever I don't eat, that's the concept of Mosrim Chozer, that the leftovers are going to put back into the pile. For Rabbi Eliezer, that for sure still qualifies as Achilas Arai. That for sure is not going to be a Koveya. And under those circumstances, it's not going to be Chayiv and Chumas and Maisos, even at the point of the Gemar Malacha. In our Mishnah, it's now even harder to argue that it's going to be a Koveya, because in the Mishnah, you didn't even take it. It was there. And the only thing you said before Shabbos is that I plan on taking some of them. Okay, so Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Rav Lazar Kamar Rav Lazar Latami Da Amar. So the Gemara says, okay. So now the Gemara says, look, we are trying to litigate the following: is Shabbos going to be a koveya before? Is Shabbos going to be a koveya even before the Gemara Malacha. That's what we're litigating. Rav Nachman, again, this is the beginning of the daf today. Rav Nachman said, for sure it's going to be a Koveya, even before the Gemara Malacha. And he says, it's a limud aruch, meaning I have it as a Mesora. And meanwhile, what about our Mishnah? So our Mishnah over here is talking about during the Shemitah year, where you go up to the rooftop and you say, I plan on eating these, which means that it had been any other year, Shabbos is going to be Koveya, even before it's the Gemara Malacha. And to which the Gemara says, yeah, but that you're learning the Mishnah wrong. The don't make that deek in the Mishnah, make another deek in the Mishnah. The Gemara basically comes around, the Gemara says, you know what? Keep in mind that right now we're trying to be medayik in our Mishnah within the Shita Rabbi Eliezer. So Rav Shimon Bar Ashi comes along and he says, can I tell everybody something? Shita's Rabbi Eliezer, he's an outlier. I could say that in general. But over here, as it relates to being Koveya, Rabbi Eliezer is a total outlier. How do I know he's an outlier? Damer Chumakava v'kol shekein Shabbos, did not. Because I know that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he holds that Truma is a Koveya. Not only is Truma Koveya, even before the Gemara Malacha. And as we're about to demonstrate, if Truma is going to be a Koveya before Gemara Malacha, Shabbos is also going to be a Koveya. Now, what do I mean by that when we say that Truma is a Koveya? So the Gemara says, did not. So let's go over the mission together. So over here, the Braisa, we don't have to make the diukim in the Braisa. It's really clear that if I took peros, so we were torein, meaning whatever, the farmer took off truma, just truma gadola, and it was before the Gemara Malacha, so now, right, so we're at the point yet where, forget Pnei HaBayis. We haven't even achieved Gemara Malacha. Okay, but for whatever reason, the Bala Bayis already took off Truma Gedola. So Rabbi Lazar, Oser Le'echol Mehem Arai. Rabbi Lazar says, okay, you took off Truma Gedola, you were Koveya. You cannot eat any more produce, even B'derech Arai, until you take off the remaining Hafrasha. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, depending on what year you're in. Okay, in other words, Truma is a Koveya even before Gemar Malacha. And V'chachamim Matirim, the Chachamim say no, that even though you took off Truma, it's not considered a Koveya, you can still eat Achilas Arai. Okay, so what do I see over here? So you see that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so Truma is a Koveya even before the Gemara Malacha, and so now what? Now you want to tell me that Shabbos is a Koveya before the Gemara Malacha? You know what? Fine, good. I'll even accept that at this point in time. Now that I know about his position regarding Truma, so I'll say the same thing regarding Shabbos. Shabbos is a Koveya even before the Gemara Malacha. And then, good. And then all we've now established is that Rav Elazar is a little bit of an outlier as it relates to the effects of Kvius, of Truma, of Shabbos. Okay, but we are discussing the normative position, the accepted position, which is not Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, Tashma Misefer. So the Gemara says, fine. So you know what? You want to leave Rabbi Eliezer? Fine, let's leave Rabbi Eliezer. Let's now move to the next sheet of our mission, which is the Chachamim. The Chachamim Omrim, Achir, Shom, V'yomer, Mikan, V'adkan. Okay, so now we'll go back to our Mishnah, and now we go to the next sheet on the Mishnah, which is the sheet of the Chachamim. That, again, you're going to your rooftop on Erev Shabbos, it's during your Shemitah year, and you say, I want to remove these fruit from the status of Muksa. I want to be Mazmin. So how do you do that? So according to the Chachamim, it's not enough to just simply wave your hand over them and say, I plan on eating some of them, but you actually have to mark off that which you're going to eat, because he doesn't subscribe to Breira. And meanwhile, now we're going to do the same thing that we did with Rabbi Eliezer. Time of the Erev Shabbos B'Shvias Alav Bar Yisuri, who the Mishnah's example is during the Shemitah year where there's no Chi of Chumas HaMaisos. HaBashar Sheh Shavua, Rabbanan Yisuri Ninu Asurim, which means that if it's any other year, the Chachamim would say that it's Asur. My time Alav Mishum De Shabbos Kava, and it's because Shabbos is a Koveya. And again, we're talking about fruit on the rooftop that's being put out there to dry. So it's pre-Gemar Malacha, so it seems to be pretty obvious, right? That Shabbos is a Koveya, even before the Gemara Malacha. And again, the Gemara is going to do what it did for Rabbi Eliezer. Shani Hasam, Kevin Damar Mikan, Vad Kan, Ani Ochel Amacha Kavalei. So the Gemara says, yeah, but he verbalized that he plans on eating it. You know what the Koveya is? His verbalization. The Dibur is a Koveya. So Yahachi Ma'ir Shabbos Afil Bechol Nami. Oh, so really? So the Dibur is a Koveya. So then it has nothing to do with Shabbos. The Gemara says, HaKamash Blan, Detevel Mucha Nuitzo Shabbos, Yimavra Vitikna Mesukan. And like we said earlier, yeah, that's true, but the reason why Shabbos has relevancy is because we also want to point out that despite the fact that it's Tevel, it's not considered Muksa Lagabi Shabbos. Okay. Viriminhu. And the Gemara says, and I'll ask you a stira, haya ochel be'ashkol. Okay, I'm sorry. But before we get to the viriminhu, so basically now, where are we at? So we're at the point. We're at the point where the we have not proved. Meaning the entire daf today, right? Half of yesterday and half of today, dedicated to the topic of whether or not Shabbos can serve as a koveya even before the Gemara Malacha. It is a little bit strange that Rabbi Nachman, not Rabbi, but Rav Nachman, when responding to that, he said limuch aruchu biadeno, like I have a mesorah. And meanwhile, when we went through a series of Mishnayos and Brisos, both here and in the Mishnayos and Maestros, so there really is no hard evidence that this is in fact true. Maybe what we could say conclusively today is that according to Rabbi Lazar, Shabbos is a koveya even before the Gemara Malacha, but that's all we could say. Meaning we know that Truma is a koveya before Gemara Malacha according to Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe the same thing could be said regarding Shabbos, but that's it. Meaning vis-a-vis the Chachamim, there really is no Raya. So when all said and done, as much as Rev Nachman had a Masara, but there is no really hard evidence that this is in fact the case. The Gemara leaves us off basically inconclusive on this issue. Viriminhu. Now what the Gemara is going to do over here is going to simply ask a stira between the sheets of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, this is Lahagdol Torah, Lahadira. Right, this is a mitzvah in Limud HaTorah, meaning we don't pasken like Rabbi Lazar, but we do want to get Rabbi Lazar's shita straight. So the Gemara is going to wonder now. Viriminu, aya ochel be'eshkol. You're eating a cluster of grapes, like I described earlier this morning. Right, eating a cluster of grapes is before the Gemara Malacha. Why? Because civilized people take grapes and they turn it into wine. So you're eating grapes right now. Okay, that's before the Gemara. And v'nichnas migina lechatzer, and you go from the garden to the chatzer. Rabbi Lazar Amar Yigmar. Rabbi Lazar says, you know what? And keep snacking on those grapes. That's fine. And Rabbi Yoshua Omer lo Yigmar. And Rabbi Yoshua says, no, don't snack on the grapes now. You brought them into the chatzer. And chashcha b'layla Shabbos. Or let's say, for example, you're eating your cluster of grapes, and along comes Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar Amar Yigmar. Rabbi Lazar says, go ahead and finish them. And Rabbi Yoshua Omer lo Yigmar. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, you can't. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yoshua says, you can't finish them. So now we're focusing on the sheet of Rabbi Yoshua. So now it comes out that according to Rabbi Yoshua, so we just learned together that Shabbos is a koveya even before the Gemara Malacha. And what we were trying to argue earlier is that Shabbos is not a koveya. So the Gemara says, Hasam kediktani time, Rabbi Nasan Amar Lokeshama Rabbi Lazar, Yigmar Bechatzer Yigmar, Ella Yosi Chutz Chatzer V'Yigmar. V'Lokeshama Rabbi Lazar Yigmar B'Shabbos Yigmar, Ella Mamtin Lamosi Shabbos V'Yigmar. So the Gemara says that for Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Nassan, we don't have the full picture of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Nassan says, let me provide for you the full picture of Rabbi Eliezer. And that is both in terms of space and time. So in terms of space, you brought your grapes into the chatzer. Okay, now you brought them into the chatzer, and it's before the Gemara Malacha. So you can continue eating the grapes. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you got to take them out of the chatzer. Meaning when Rabbi Eliezer says, don't continue snacking on the grapes, that means while you're still in the chatzer. Take him out of the chatzer. And the same thing regarding time, Shabbos. Meaning what happens, you were snacking on the grapes, now Shabbos comes along. Okay, so don't continue snacking on the grapes, because during Shabbos, Shabbos is going to be a koveya. Wait till after Shabbos, and once Shabbos is over, then you can go ahead and continue snacking on the grapes. Okay, so that means to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, before the Gemara Malacha, so Shabbos is not going to be a real koveh. It just happens to be that during Shabbos you're not allowed to eat it. And chatzer is not going to be a real koveh. It just happens to be that don't eat it in the chatzer.
It's transitory.
Yeah, correct. No, it's not bittul iser. It just happens to be that it's not inherently it's not aser. It just happens to be, right? How exactly to describe it? Chatzer Shabbos, maybe it's a Maris Ayin issue. Not really sure. Just going to be honest. Not particularly sure what if it's not Koveya, so then what is it? Okay. I'm not really sure how to articulate it. But nevertheless, so it's not a steer to what we learned earlier in Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Ki Asa Rav and Amar Rav Yochanan. And now as we wind down, we're finishing the perek over here. So now we're going to walk away with conclusions regarding this idea of a Koveya. And like I said at the beginning of Shir today, we're going to now talk about four different koveyas. Okay, sorry, I'm mixing my languages over here. But we're going to be talking about four different koveyas. Four things which are going to inhibit me from eating produce bederech arai. But again, the Koveya is only going to be Koveya after the Gemara. So So Ravin comes in from Eretz Yisrael. He's quoting Rav Yochanan, as he often does throughout Shas. Echad Shabbos. So one Koveya being Shabbos. Vechad Truma. Vechad Chatzar. Vechad Mekach. So now we're describing four Koveyas. Shabbos, Truma, Chatzar, and Mekach. We'll explain each one of them. So Kulan Ein Koven El Bedavish Nigmar Malachtan. So yes, they're all going to be a Koveya, but only after the Gemar Malacha. Not before the Gemar Malacha. So it's so interesting because now, not only, right, we'll think about from where we started this morning, where Rav Nachman said that I have a Mesorah, that Shabbos is a Koveya even before the Gemar Malacha. So not only did we not have a Mishnah or a Braisa that really proved his point, but on top of that, we conclude today's daf with Rav Yochanan saying, that's not true. In other words, all these things are going to be a Koveya, but only after the Gemar Malacha. Meaning, so we're between Gemar Malacha and Re'ias Panei Abayis, but if your fruit, if any of your produce have experienced any one of these four things, so that now is going to prohibit you from snacking on the fruit prior to Hafreshas Trumas and Maestros. And let's go through each one of these four things. So the Shabbos, we're three lines on the bottom of the Amud. So Shabbos La'afuke Medehila. So Shabbos is telling us, Shabbos is a Koveya, but only after the Gemar Malacha, and that's to exclude ourselves from the Shita of Hillel. D'tanya. It's interesting. Normally, of course, we pass on like Hillel, but not here. Hama Amr, Paris Mimakom Lamakom, Likitsur. Now, we have the word Likitsur. It probably should be corrected to Likitsos. Right? So you have fruit that you plan on drying out, which means now that the fruit is at the point of the pre-Gemar. So, Vikita Shalema Yom, and now Shabbos comes along. Amr of Yehuda, Hillel Atzmo, Oser. So Hillel, but only Hillel says that it's Aser, meaning Shabbos is going to be a Koveya. But Latzmo, meaning nobody stands with him on this issue, meaning because we're at the point of the Gemar Malacha, so therefore Shabbos is not going to be a Koveya. Okay, that's Shabbos being a Koveya. So again, according to Rav Yochanan, Shabbos is a Koveya, but only after the Gemar Malacha. So the way Rashi understands it, yeah, but I'm saying it over like Rashi. The way Rashi understands it is that Hillel by himself, meaning nobody agrees with him. Nobody in his generation agrees with him. That's Rashi's understanding. Okay, next. So we now are on the top of Lamed Hamed Beis. Chatzer. Okay, so bringing your produce into a chatzer. So La'afuke Medereb Yaakov. So that excludes ourselves from the Shita Rav Yaakov. Didnam, we learned in the Mishnah, Amavir Te'inim Bechatzeru, Lekatzo. So again, figs are brought in to your chatzer. But to dry, meaning we're still at the point of the pre-Gemar Malacha. So, Banav V'nevos Ochlamei Marai Peter Min HaMaiser. Okay, good. So everyone can snack on it. Utani Allah, Rabbi Yaakov Mechayv, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. And it's a Machlokes Tanaim. So, but nevertheless, so we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach us, that we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov. Meaning it's at the point of the pre-Gemar Malacha. And even though you brought into your Chatzar, and even though Chatzar is a Koveya, but Chatzar is only going to be Koveya after the Gemar Malacha, not before the Gemar Malacha. Good. Next, Truma. Okay, Truma being a Koveya. Now, again, just to process what we're describing over here. So that means to say that the produce has not yet arrived at its finished product. And nevertheless, for whatever reason, the Baal Bais took off Truma Gedola. Okay, so taking off Truma Gedola is significant. Is it going to be Koveya? Will it prohibit me from snacking on the rest of the produce? So once again, it's a machlokas. And Rav Yochanan paskins clearly that being mafresh truma is not a koveya pre gemar malacha. So truma lafuke mid Rabbi Lazar denam we learned in the Mishnah perisha shetarmam ashal nigmar malachtan. So truma was taken off, but before the gemar malacha, Rabbi Lazar also lechol mehem arai vechachamim matirin. So again, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the chachamim. Happens to be that we knew this already going into this. I mean, this is exactly the point that we discussed on the Amud Aleph of today's daf. But okay, it comes out now that we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, which this one is the least shocking of all of them because, generally speaking, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. And finally, Mekach. Okay, so Mekach is new. So of the various Koveas that we've been discussing between yesterday and today, so we haven't discussed Mekach as being a Kovea. So far, we've discussed today Shabbos, Truma, and Chatzar. Actually, we discussed another one today as well, Dibur. Okay, we discussed that as a Koveya as well. But what we have not discussed is Mekach, And that means to say that if I have produce and it's pre-production, it's pre-gamar malacha, and I sell it. Sell it, transfer it, barter with it. So it's gone now through a transaction. So a transaction is significant. Is it significant enough will it be koveya for hafrashas trumas amaisos? Okay, so that's exactly what we're discussing. So mekach ki de tanya lokech te'ini mi ama aretz b'makom shirov b'nei adam dorsin. So if you purchase figs from an ama aretz, so there's a lot of moving parts over here, because not only are we talking about the purchasing of pre-production produce, but we're also talking about purchasing it from an ama aretz, and we all know that when you purchase from an ama aretz, that produce has the status of demai, and you have to be mafish shumas amaisos, even though the ama aretz did in fact probably take off shumas amaisos, but as a chumra derabanan, you gotta do it again. So b'makom shirov b'nei adam dorsin ochel mehem arai u'me'asrin demai. So what you're allowed to do is eat them in excuse me, you're allowed to snack on them, and u'masrin demai, and you do have to take off shumas amaisos as if it were demai. So a lot of things going on over here. The Gemara says shmami natla. So three takeaway points. Number one, shmami na mekach eno kovas ela b'davar shenigma malachto. So it went through a transaction. So normally a mekach is considered koveh. Yes, that's true, but only post gemar malacha. Anything pre gemar malacha mekach is not going to be a koveh. So that's takeaway point number one. Number two, shmami na rova me'aretz ma'asrin hein. So we know that when it comes to the ame'aretz, so the vast majority of them do in fact take off ma'aser. And also another takeaway point is that that you have to take off shumas amaisos off demai even before the gemar malacha. And there are mishnayos that would indicate otherwise. Hamach lev perosim chaver zelachov zelachov zelachatzos. So let's say you do a barter between another person with fruit. And even if it's pre-production fruit, and in other words, that's the katzos, meaning you're only purchasing the fruit in order to dry them out, which means that it's pre-production. So chayiv. So it would be chayiv in shumas amaisos. Rav Yehuda Omer lecho chayiv lekatzos pater. If you're buying them to eat, meaning it's post-production, so then you're going to be chayiv. But however, if it's lekatzos, but if it's only to dry them out, which means it's pre-production, so then it's going to be pater. So okay, fine. So in other words, mekach is not going to be koveya any produce at the point of pre-production. Okay, hadron lachamevi, and that is the end of the fourth parak of the Masechta. Okay, let's quickly recap. Okay, and we'll tomorrow we'll start fresh with the fifth parak of the Masechta. Okay, let's quickly recap our daf today. Our daf today was dedicated to a lot of halachas regarding hafrashas trumas amaisos. And so, what we discussed primarily today, principally today, is the question that Rav posed to Rav Nachman. And that is that we know that any produce that has not entered into the house, that has not experienced re'iyas p'nei habayis, so what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to snack on that produce. Achilas arai would be mutter, because it's not yet chayim in a Torah in hafrashas trumas amaisos. Even after the point of the gemar malacha, still you're allowed to snack on the fruit. However, if the fruit experienced any kind of kvius, so then that kvius is going to now inhibit my ability to snack on the produce. Now, what is going to be a koveya? So a lot of things are going to be a koveya. Over the course of today's daf, so when all said and done, we talked about five different things, which is a koveya. Shabbos, truma, mekach, chatzer, and even dibur. Okay, so five things which are being koveya. So I have it in my head that there's a six as well. So it could be, you're right. It could be that salting also is a koveya. We wasn't discussed in today's daf, but okay, good. So there are a number of things which are koveya, which means that if after the gemar malacha it has experienced any one of these actions, so then it's at that point in time that you can't even snack on it. Now what our big discussion was today, and this was a question that was posed from Rava to Rav Nachman, is Shabbos is a koveya, but maybe Shabbos is a super koveya. And that Shabbos will be a koveya even before the gemar malacha. Okay, maybe. So, and Rav Nachman says, not only maybe, Rav Nachman said, yeah, Shabbos is a super koveya. So that really is where we ended off the daf yesterday. It's where we picked it up today. Shabbos being a super koveya. And the gemara litigated that very point. And even though Rav Nachman came out with a very, very resounding yes, that Shabbos is a super koveya, and it'll be kaveh even pre Gemar Malachta. The Gemara really turned on his answer in that number one, right? And this took us through most of the end of yesterday's daf and the beginning of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. There's no support for that from any kind of Mishnah or Braisa. Even our Mishnah, which kind of suggests that that's right, even our Mishnah is not really proof positive that that's in fact so. Because our Mishnah over here is not talking about where Shabbos is being the Koveah, but really the Dibur being a Koveah. And even though our Mishnah is talking about on Shabbos, but our Mishnah wanted to make a separate point, which is that Tevel is not considered Muksa over the course of Shabbos. So really our Mishnah is not able to take a stand on this issue. And there are a couple of other Mishnayos and Braisos, and the Gemara even ended up saying, and you know what? Here's what I'll even give you. I may even give you that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Shabbos is a super Koveya. But you leave Rabbi Eliezer out of the entire discussion because we know that according to Rabbi Eliezer, even Truma is a super Koveya. So for Rabbi Eliezer, he has this idea altogether that you have these super Koveyas, Truma being a super Koveya, Shabbos being a super Koveya. I say super Koveya just so you're clear, we're all clear. It means that it's a Koveya even pre-Gemar Malachtan. So leave Rabbi Eliezer out of the discussion. So now once we leave Rabbi Eliezer out of the discussion, so where does that put us? It puts us in the position that we really don't even have support for Rav Nachman. And then we ended off the daf today by saying, not only do we not have support for Rav Nachman, Adrabba, Rav Yochanan and Eretz Yisrael Paskin, that of the four Koveyas, Shabbos, Truma, Chatzer, and Mekach, so of those four Koveyas, they're only going to be a Koveya only after the Gemar Malacha. Gemar ended up rejecting this, the Shita of Rav Nachman. And we went through all four of those Koveyas. There are Shitas in all four of them that they're Koveya even before the Gemar Malacha. Rav Yochanan says, I'm telling you that's true, but I'm telling you the Pesach is, it's only a Koveya after the Gemar Malacha. Okay, let's stop over here.